1 Samuel, chapter 10.
Samuel got some olive oil and poured it on Saul's head, and then he kissed him on both his cheeks to show that he was his friend, and he said,
"I pour this oil to show that God picked you to be the big boss for his people."
We have not yet translated Chapter 10, verse 1b to 4.
Then Samuel told Saul,
"You can start going home now. Soon you will arrive at the hill near the town called Gibeah. There is an army camp for soldiers from Philistia at that place. People get together on the top of that hill to burn meat to give it to God. When you arrive, you will see a group of men who tell God's message coming down that hill. And you will see other people in front of them with all kinds of musical instruments. Those messengers and the musical people, they will all have special power from God, and they will tell his message. And God's Spirit will also come to you, and he will give you that power too. Then you will be a different person, and you will tell his word whenever the men that tell God's message meet together. And after you see it happen like this, you will know that God will stay close to you. He will help you to do anything you think is right."
We have not yet translated Chapter 10, verse 8.
Saul turned around and started to leave that place. Then God suddenly changed him. That day he told people God's word, just like Samuel said.
We have not yet translated Chapter 10, verse 10 to 16.
After that, Samuel told the Israel mob to come together at the place called Mizpah. So they met together at that place.
We have not yet translated Chapter 10, verse 18 to 23.
Samuel told Saul to stand up in front of them, and he said to everybody,
"Look at this man. God picked him to be the big boss. There's nobody else like him."
They all shouted happily,
"Yes, he will be our big boss forever."
We have not yet translated Chapter 10, verse 25 to 27.